Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking an Amen-style ragga vocal cut and tightening it up so it feels modern, punchy, and absolutely ready for a proper DNB drop, while still keeping that dusty jungle soul alive. The big idea here is simple. We're not just cleaning up a vocal, we're turning it into a rhythmic weapon. In drum and bass, vocals can do a lot of heavy lifting. They give the track identity, they push the groove forward, and they create contrast against the break and the sub. When you get that balance right, the vocal stops being just a sample and starts acting like part of an arrangement. So let's build this in Ableton Live 12 using stock tools only. We're going to work with clip editing, warp, slicing, eq, saturation, compression, filter movement, delay, reverb, and a bit of resampling. By the end, you should have a vocal that feels like an old-school ragga relic, but sharpened for a modern club system. First, choose a vocal with attitude. You want a phrase that has character, preferably something short and rhythmically strong. In this style, the best material is often not a full verse. It's a shout, a chant, a line with a strong consonant, or a call-and-response phrase that already has some natural bounce. Drop that vocal into an audio track, loop the best section, and trim it so the first strong word or consonant lands close to the bar line. That matters more than people think. In DNB, the vocal needs to feel like it's locking with the groove, not drifting over the top of it. Now turn warp on. If the sample is already rhythmic, start with beats mode. If it's longer or more tonal, complex pro may work better. For punchy ragga cuts, beats mode with transients preserved is usually the first place to check. If the phrase feels messy, don't be afraid to cut it tighter. In this genre, a vocal should speak through the break, not smear across it. Next, place it against your Amen-style loop. Listen for where the vocal wants to sit. A strong move is to land the main word on a snare, or just after it, so the phrase feels like it's answering the drums. That little bit of push and pull is what gives jungle and rollers so much life. Try this. Put the main vocal stab on beat 3 of the loop, then add a smaller response on the end of 4. Leave space around it. The break and bass need room to breathe. If the vocal feels late, tighten it with clip start points and transient alignment rather than heavy time stretching. You want pocket, not robotic correction. Now, if you want more control, slice the phrase into playable parts. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient if the source has clear hits, or by 1/8 if the phrasing is more even. This lets you trigger individual words or syllables like drum hits. That's a very useful mindset shift. Think in consonants, not just words. In ragga cuts, the attack often matters more than the vowel. Sounds like K, T, CH, R, and P can behave like little transients. That's golden DNB, because those attacks can lock with the snare and break in a very natural way. Once the vocal is sliced, map the strongest pieces to easy pads or MIDI notes. Keep a hero chop, a response chop, maybe a breath or grit sound, and one or two alternates. Don't overcomplicate it. One memorable word or shout can carry the hook better than a whole phrase repeated forever. Now let's shape the tone. A solid starting chain is a EQ8, then compressor or glue compressor, then saturator, with drum bus as an optional extra if you want more smack. First, eq. High pass the vocal somewhere around 90 to 150 Hz to clear out sub clutter. Then look for mod in the 250 to 450 Hz range and cut a little if needed. If it needs to cut through the mix, add some presence around 2.5 to 5 kHz. If it's biting too hard, gently tame the 6 to 8 kHz area. A good teacher tip here, use clip gain before compression. Balance the loudest syllables manually first. That way, your compressor doesn't have to work too hard, and you get more punch with less pumping. It's a small move, but it makes a big difference. For compression, keep it moderate. A ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is usually enough. A slightly slower attack, somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, lets the front of the chop hit. Release can sit around 50 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes with the rhythm. You usually want about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on the peaks, not a complete squash. Then bring in saturator. A bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, can thicken the vocal and give it that slightly smoked, old rack feel. Keep the output matched so you're judging tone, not just loudness. If you want extra density, soft clip can help, but don't push it so far that you lose the clarity of the consonants. Now let's talk punch. A lot of older ragga samples are a little too legato for modern DNB. You want them to snap, but still feel alive. That means shortening fades, trimming long tails, and making sure each chop starts cleanly. Tiny fades, maybe 3 to 10 milliseconds, are usually enough. Also, don't let the phrase hang around longer than it needs to. In this style, space is part of the groove. If one vocal cut is masking the snare, shorten it or move it. The snare is king here. If the vocal is fighting the crack, the whole drop loses impact. Next up, use space carefully. Raga vocals need reverb and delay, but in drum and bass those effects should be selective. Most of the time, keep the main drop vocal dry and focused. Save the bigger effects for transitions, intro moments, and the final word before a switch. Echo works really well here. Try a 8-note or dotted 8th delay, with feedback around 20-35%. Filter the low end out so the delay doesn't muddy the sub. Hybrid, reverb or reverb can give you a short room or plate feel, with a fairly short decay and a little pre-delay so the vocal stays up front. A really effective move is to automate a delay throw on the last word of an 8-bar phrase. Just one good throw can make the drop feel way bigger. Don't flood the whole part with reverb. Let it open up only when the arrangement needs it. Now let's make the vocal behave like part of the rhythm section. Call and response is huge here. Have the vocal phrase answer the break and bass rather than sitting above them. One bar of vocal, one bar of space or drum response, then a smaller chop or repeat. That interplay is what makes the groove feel intentional. Auto filter is great for this. You can automate the cutoff from something low and muffled during the build up to fully open at the drop. Then, if you want to keep things moving, close it slightly again on the next phrase. That kind of motion keeps the ear engaged without needing a ton of extra parts. If the vocal and bass are clashing, carve out space. Clear a little room in the bass around 2-4 kHz if needed, and make sure the vocal doesn't have a necessary low mid buildup. You want the sub and kick to stay authoritative, while the vocal sits just above them with confidence. If the sample still feels too polished or too clean, resample it. This is one of the best ways to turn a vocal into something more physical. Route the processed vocal to a new audio track, record it in real time, then chop the printed result like it's a fresh sample. Resampling lets you commit to the vibe. You can reverse tiny bits, create stutter repeats, or make a dry version and a wet version for different sections. In darker rollers, this often gives the vocal a more physical, less plug-and-polished character, and that's a good thing. Here's a nice advanced trick. Duplicate the vocal and shift the copy by a few milliseconds. High-pass that duplicate and keep it lower in the mix. It adds width and urgency without blurring the main cut. Or try a subtle formant contrast, where one layer is slightly higher and another slightly lower. Use gently, that can make the vocal feel bigger without sounding gimmicky. You can also use reverse pickups. Reverse just the first consonant or breath before a word, and let it suck into the main chop. That works especially well into snare fills or right before a drop marker. And don't forget silence. Silence creates impact. If you pull the vocal out for 4 bars before a switch up, then bring it back with a chopped repeat, the return hits much harder. Sometimes the most powerful arrangement move is simply leaving a gap. As you finish, always test the vocal in context with the full drums and bass, not just in solo. A vocal can sound amazing by itself and still fail if it crowds the snare or muddies the low end. Keep the main cut centered. Keep width mostly on the effects returns, and check it in mono if needed. Your target is simple. The vocal should be clearly audible, but never more important than the snare impact or the sub weight. If you need it to sit better, a little sidechain ducking from the kick or snare can help it settle into the groove without sounding overprocessed. So the final mindset is this: short, rhythmic, aligned, and alive. Keep the phrase tight. Let the consonants do some of the work. Use effects as arrangement tools, not permanent wash. And always make sure the vocal is answering the drums and bass, not fighting them. If you get that right, you'll end up with a raga vocal cut that has real vintage soul, but hits with modern punch. And that's the sweet spot for DNB. Now, if you're following along, your quick challenge is this: find one vocal phrase, slice it into a few usable chops, build a 2-bar call and response with your amen break, add some EQ and saturation, then automate one delay throw at the end. Keep it dry in the drop, keep it alive in the transitions, and make the whole thing feel like a proper DJ intro into drop idea. That's the move. Tighten the vocal, lock the groove, and let the break do its thing.